while I'm holding on. Back in the booth, back on the airwaves, coming at you live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. John Reed, Cody McClure, Cam Black, as we kick off this week, Monday, August 15th. Hope you're having a good lunch hour. Cody, how are you, my friend?
How you doing, John? It's good to be here. Good to be anywhere.
No, that back feels right, doesn't it?
Back in my broken down chair. Apparently 2 years of ass has really got this thing off-centered. It's leaning to the left.
Okay.
And it doesn't seem to move back right. So I'll just be kind of looking at you like this the whole time, I guess.
That's tough. I will say that since you've been gone, I don't really make eye contact with people anymore, so I got to get used to looking back at you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that a thing that we did?
Yeah, we look at each other a lot. I just, you know, when you're with a new person, eye contact's probably the most intimate thing you can do, you know, when you're doing it. So, like,
yeah,
I look away. I keep my head down, just kind of staring other places, thinking about you.
Oh, okay. Well,
but now I can look you in the eye.
Yeah, it's good to be back, you know. I got to play the part through the first segment here, and then I'll take the glasses off.
Okay, but, yeah.
You know.
Do we have the Periscope up and running? I haven't seen it get launched on, get tweeted out. Do we know if it's
I'll turn it off and back on and try to make sure it gets out there.
Yeah, let's make sure it's good, out there for people to see. People don't see Cody's face today.
I didn't even know if we were still on video. I didn't know if it was, because I looked for it on the website and I couldn't find it. So. Yeah,
still on video. Still on video most of the time. Now, you know, the last 2 months, Houston tried to hold us down as he fixed the back wall. It took about 2 months. But we did get the back wall fixed, and apparently it's Velcroed and it's not going anywhere. So, like, now he's pleased with the aesthetic behind us. So
It's not magnetized anymore?
It is not magnetized. Yeah. It does appear to be Velcroed and ready to go.
Well, good. Those things used to just fall off.
You got to hit that button over there. It says to the left, to the left, to the left.
Which one?
That says preview to live. Down there, down, down, up,
yep,
out.
Right there.
There you go.
Okay.
Now people can see you. Now, the stuff on the right is what we look like. It's what is actually going out over the air.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there you go.
We look pretty good.
There he goes. Yeah, it's out there now.
All right.
Good job by you, Cam. Good job by you, Cody.
Yeah, so what have you been up to for 2 years?
You know, keep on keeping on.
Yeah,
you know, somebody had to stay here and, you know, keep the brand alive.
Yeah,
somebody had to make sure that this didn't die. So I hope you had a good 2 years. We'll catch up with you. I've been here trying to keep this thing alive.
Yeah, I heard that things really got off the rails while I was gone. That you guys just the professional manner that we had when I was here just completely dissipated.
It's hard,
and that it and now so that's another reason I'm glad to be back is so that people will take this show in a serious manner again.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. We lost our professionalism. We lost our way. I'm glad that you have come back to class the place up. Cam, how are you today?
Doing well. It's just a great day, you know, all around.
A great day.
Glad we finally have some structure back here.
Doesn't it feel right?
Yeah, it just feels natural.
Doesn't it just feel right?
Nature is healing.
Yeah, it does feel right. I'm a little nervous.
Mm-hmm. Why's that?
Honestly, like just a little bit.
Okay.
Just because the reception was so good to me coming back, like I thought it would be like 85% good. Maybe
I didn't see any haters.
Bad. Not a single.
I think it's
not
because
a single one.
I think it's probably because we've blocked or muted all the people that don't like us.
Yeah,
we have incubated ourselves in just a nice little bubble of praise. So like I did find myself scrolling to see, you know, the excitement. I kept waiting for a couple of fat asses or it's about time someone came back to save John. It was none of that.
Dude, I even went on the Twitter where I can't see, like I Googled the Twitter to see like the comments that I would have blocked.
Right.
Zero negative.
Already gone.
I was just curious. Like, that's not to say that there aren't any haters. I'm sure there are. But like the reception was so good that I can only see it. There's only one way to go and it's down.
That is true.
There's really only one way to go from here.
Letting everyone down is very possible.
Yeah, and I've thought about that too. Like now that I came back and got this warm reception and everything, now like the next time I leave, people are gonna be mad. You know what I mean? Like if I leave again, then there's not gonna be another reception.
I watch enough professional wrestling to know that you always pop for the returns.
Yeah.
You always pop for the return. So no matter if you leave again, They'll still love you as long as you come back. That's how it always works. Hell, Ric Flair got to do another farewell match just a couple of weeks ago. And it works out for the legends. You're a legend. People are happy to have you back. I'm happy to have you back.
I even smoked a cigarette this morning. And I shouldn't say that because I think, today, I can't say a lot of, because my whole family's going to be listening. Oh. But just to get the voice back, to try to get, I don't smoke cigarettes, but I smoked one because just to –
You get the raps going.
You have to protect your voice.
We have a couple. We'll have a couple of new listeners who are either new to the show or just happen to be flipping through the channels, and I'm sure we'll get a couple tweets of who the hell is this 50-year-old man?
Who is this guy?
Who's this 50-year-old man that's sitting in here with you?
Yeah, I was curious to because everything I saw was positive, but I wondered if there were a few that you got that were like. I really preferred Charlie.
Yeah, maybe that's a testament to Charlie. And
he did good. I listened last week, and I thought it was good. I thought you guys had a pretty good dynamic. I was like, I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't come back.
Well, way to come mess it up.
Yeah.
Way to come mess it up. No. I am a little nervous because, whenever you did do a sports show with me for 3 years, you didn't really watch that much sports. So, I'm wondering what 2 years off the grid and not having to talk about sports has done to your fandom. I'm very curious to hear some of your takes. I don't have anything to ask you yet, but I'm very curious for some of your takes.
Well, I'm sure we'll be able to work through those.
We'll get it to them at some point. We're off and running. Tennessee did not get included in the AP top 25. They got 26th. They were the next closest team, but they did not make the AP top 25. Where are you at, Cody? You've missed a lot of bad football. The good news is your last football season started with a, loss to Georgia State and a loss to BYU.
Oh, yeah.
But then they got hot, won some games, and then, you got to skip out on the season that we went 3-7. That was somehow worse than losing to Georgia State and BYU.
Yeah, I quit watching that one after, I think it was the Arkansas game, because, the COVID season – was a whole bad thing. We watched the Florida game, right? And you came to Nashville, and we watched the Florida game.
That was last year.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
COVID year, I did not watch with you. COVID year was the year everyone was rooting against Tennessee and betting on Florida because sports gambling had just gotten legalized, and everyone thought that Florida minus 20 was a lock. And I sat with another group of friends, and they all had bet on Florida, and they were pretty mad that Tennessee scored in the fourth quarter, scored a touchdown. And I was like, yeah, this is over for Pruitts. And then, last year we watched the Florida game together. Yeah.
I honestly just stopped watching in 2020, somewhere. I can't even remember that. I've always had this weird ability to remember scores, from the past. You can just tell me a season and a game and I can tell you the score.
Yeah.
At least back to 2002. But I couldn't tell you anything from 2020. I checked out so much that I didn't even watch the games, honestly. And so, that was probably a good time to not be on the show.
Yeah. For me, it was a terrible time to be on the show, having to talk about it.
I'm sure it was so bad. The radio had to be so bad during that time because it was
the radio wasn't good. No. Well, Hayden.
But it wasn't just you guys, I'm sure.
Hayden brought enough venom. Hayden had a lot of venom for
the
people.
He still had passion.
Yeah, he had a lot of venom. He was very upset at the team. He hated Josh Heupel for a while, too. So he carried a lot of venom for the rest of the show.
Yeah, I was just sitting at home I don't know, playing my guitar, doing whatever. I was I'm so glad I'm not on the radio. This would be awful. Yeah. So, you guys really put in some work and
I carried the brand on my back. Yeah. That is true.
I'm glad you did it.
It was miserable.
Yeah, that but last year was pretty good.
Last year was good.
Yeah, it was all right.
Last year was fun. It wasn't fun. The journey from hiring Heupel up until the Pittsburgh game was not very fun. Then afterwards it got really fun for about 3 or 4 weeks. You beat the hell out of South Carolina, you beat the hell out of Missouri, you have a big, huge game, against Ole Miss, and then the tail end of the season was still solid.
Yeah.
Yeah, still
solid. I had my 10-year reunion too.
Did you go?
My high school reunion, yeah. I went to that. That's where I watched the Ole Miss game. I was drunk at a bar in Arkansas.
Okay.
Watching the Ole Miss, the whatever that was, we got kind of screwed out of it from what I could tell. But, and then we got to go to the bowl game, and that was in Nashville, so I was close for that. That was good.
I didn't have fun at the bowl game.
What happened?
We lost. My friend picked the worst seats in the house. We were up at the second to last row of the stadium. It was just a miserable time. But I am excited for the football season this year. I'm glad you're back. Tennessee didn't make it into the top 25. I thought they would. I thought they were going to be somewhere around 21 or 22. We'll look at the top 25 after the break, see exactly the teams in the last couple spots ranked ahead of them. Don't really care about preseason rankings, but, you know, it's Monday, and we sort of kind of got to talk about it. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. First segment down. How you feeling? You feeling good?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel pretty good. It's like I was a little nervous at first, and it's like, yeah, we've done this hundreds of times.
I will say, looking at the Periscope, it does look like your hair has gotten pretty thin over the last 2 years.
I thought you'd comment on that. I was thinking about it last night, how long it would take you to comment on that, and I think in my head, I think I put 34 minutes.
Okay.
As, like, I thought maybe during the break after the second segment is when you would mention it.
Well, cast that under, everyone. Cast that under.
So we hit the under on that. And, yeah, I mean, it's thinning out. I mean, it's I will say the light in here.
The light doesn't help.
I know it's not an excuse, but it kind of is an excuse. The light does not help because it shines straight down. I mean, like in the wintertime, I can still grow my hair out and wear like a beanie. And that's a pretty good look because it's like, longer on the side.
I've tried to trick myself into that too, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Then you take the beanie off and you go in somewhere, you know, go to the gym or go in public where hats are frowned upon, and then it's a sad reveal. It's almost worse than just keeping it short and not trying to fool anyone.
Yeah, I'm just not ready to commit to what you did.
Yeah.
I've got a mole on the left. Like, it's brown and it's
that's tough.
Decent size. It's not like Austin Power size, but it's
I can see it from here.
Yeah, it's like the size of a pencil eraser, maybe.
Yeah.
And I just don't really want. I'm not a big mole guy.
No,
skin things
no,
bother
those are
me,
gross. Yeah.
And they gross me out. So
I had a little bit of a knot on mine. I have like these genetic like cysts that I had to go get cut off. So I do feel you there. Well, it did make it tougher. I just didn't have a choice. But I will say that the streets are saying that "Come Home, Cody" has a new meaning now.
What is it? What do you mean?
Come home, as in join the. The Bald Brotherhood. Go ahead and come on home.
I mean, I wouldn't mind doing it, but I would have to.
Got to do something with the mole.
I think I would remove that. Yeah. And then I've got the mole, and it doesn't stick up. But then I got another thing that's like a little, like a knot. It's just a little knot. What? I don't know. That could be. I don't know what that is.
I want to get that checked out. You may need to get both these things checked out. Have you considered just maybe going with a hat for a while, letting it grow out, and then going back to the comb over? Because I tried that.
I wear a hat sometimes.
But I mean, long enough
to wash my hair. Well,
I just mean like long enough to let it grow back over the next like 3 or 4 months. Because like you said, during the winter months, you can grow it out, and then just trying to maybe see if you could still just do a comb over.
Are you saying I should just wear a hat?
Well, what I'm saying is
because of the.
Well, you don't have to wear the hat. I was just going to say
it look bad.
No. What I was saying was like because you're half-assing it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no half measures. Either you got to be shaved head guy and keep it shorter. Or grow your hair out to where you actually have like bangs and can comb it and stuff, because I feel like you're right in the middle here of like you got a buzzed head, but it's not doing it for you.
Well, what? So it does look bad.
No, what I mean, it's not doing it for you in the sense of like it's not covering up your baldness. Like it's whenever I made the switch, I kept it short. You know what I mean? I kept it like a 2-guard, and like I still had some hair, so like you couldn't really tell I was bald. But you, I could tell like, hey, you're fighting this battle. So it's again, it's not doing any favors for you. It's just half-assed.
I just like a buzz cut. So
I know.
I can't do a buzz cut anymore? Is that the point?
You got to go shorter?
Is that your point?
Yes.
I can no longer do a buzz cut?
That is what
I
mean.
Have to either go bald or grow it for the winter.
Yep. You're,
and in the meantime, I have to wear a hat.
You're looking at like a 3-guard right now, and you need to take it down. You need to come down to a 2 or a 1 is what I'm going to say. That might even be a 4-guard up top. That's my that
the
would
light.
Be,
that, the light.
That would be my takeaway, is either try to grow it out one more time, so you can rock a comb over, you can make it work, or just CHC.
But if we're looking eye to eye, let's say we're both standing outside, we're looking eye to eye, just looking at each other, talking about whatever. You're not focused on the top of my head.
No.
You're not saying, oh, this guy, he can't do
Come
a
on.
Buzz cut anymore. Without.
You? I get lost in your eyes.
Yeah, well, of course. was it last year you did Tony Soprano for
yeah.
Halloween?
Yeah. That was a hard. See, I made the journey like you're talking about. I was a hat and beanie guy for a lot of the time. So my hair actually got pretty long on the sides because to be Tony, I had to have the hair long on the sides. But every time I'd go inside somewhere, I had to take, you know, the moment my hat came off, it was like George Costanza. And I was like, yeah, this isn't good. This isn't working.
I remember seeing photos of you or like seeing you. Well, I don't think I was really seeing you in person, but
I did see you one night, though. Night before, I think I went Tony Soprano. I saw you out. We took a picture together.
We did?
I still got it on my phone.
Yeah, but like you know how it was like when I first left and like we would meet up, like you would come to Nashville or whatever and we would meet up then, but then it's like, you know, as time goes by you kind of drift.
Sure.
And it's like, hey, John was in Nashville today. Oh, I didn't see him, you know.
Yeah.
I heard he was here, you know. So it was kind of like that. It was kind of sad actually, but you know, that happens, I guess.
Soulmates become soulless.
Yeah. I had heard that you were in town, but I'd seen a picture, I think is what I'm thinking of, with the longer hair.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what is he doing? And then you did the Halloween thing.
Yeah. What'd you think?
It all makes sense. Oh, it was great.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, you pulled it off tremendously.
Yeah, I've been trying to think about what we're doing for Halloween this year.
You're a big Halloween guy.
Yeah, I mean, I just got to plan if I'm going to do something with my hair. That's the only thing, is if I'm doing something with the hair. Which, back to the original point, is like you might need to make a decision to do something different with yours. But beard looks good at least.
I've been thinking about it.
The beard looks good at least. Well, I'm sorry to poke and prod your insecurities. I hope your family's not listening.
It's not an insecurity. I have plenty of other insecurities without this one. I mean, this one just is what it is, you know.
Trust me. I know.
Of course.
Although you look, I will say this, and I will give you a compliment on it. Then I'll move off your hair, kind of like it's moving off your head.
No.
You're close enough to where you can fix it. Houston Crest was in a similar situation to you, and he did something about it. And he got
hair plugs or something?
No, he got like that product that
he's
makes
like
it
Elton
thicker
John
again.
In 1978.
Like biotin or something like that?
I don't know what it was he got, but like I want to say it was like for hims or for keep, you know, okay. The keeps or whatever. I don't know, but he told me about it. I hope I'm not betraying his confidence, which I just told everyone about it.
So like, just told everyone.
Thousands of people.
Our audience is as big today as it's going to be
that's probably
for
true.
A while, and you just told everyone that Houston Crest has hair plugs.
Not hair plugs. I don't think it's cheating. He didn't do hair plugs. He just, you know, they got options now. You see the commercials for them, and he checked it out. And by the way, our audience is going to continue to grow because people are going to be like, oh, Cody's back. It's better than it ever was. So it's going to get bigger. Don't worry. But I had to say that before. They fixed him. Houston's hair, it came back.
They fixed him.
It came back. And
he was a freak before. Now it's not.
He was on his way. He was on the path, and they fixed him. They did. His hair looks good now. It makes me jealous because I was too far gone, and like they couldn't fix me. But he was close enough to where he was staring down at the barrel of what I had to do. And let's face it, not everyone has the build and physique and like just the facial structure that I do. Because I can make the bald head work. That's what many people tell me. I don't know if it's like a little Stone Cold Steve Austin thing.
Because we know you,
a little Hank or Waltz. I don't know. I've been rewatching Breaking Bad. Hank should have maybe kept his a little shorter too. But anyways, you can get the treatment. You can do it.
I've pretty much accepted the fact that like I'm never going to be beautiful. Like in the last 2 years, actually, I came to that realization. Yeah. It's like even if I lost the weight, even if I took off all these pounds, even if I had abs, which I know that's hard to imagine, but like really worked at it and really did it, it would still not matter. Because I used to have this perception about myself.
That you had a pretty face?
Yeah. That I think was kind of, I was blind to, like, I was like, you know, if I wasn't fat, if I lost all the weight, I think I'd be kind of hot. And then, like, over the last 2 years, I've started to notice the other blemishes, the other things that I just didn't really think about.
You got a big
like,
mole on your head.
Yeah, like my nose, my ears. Like, I'm growing hair in my ears now. Like an old man. Like, they're blonde, so it's not that bad. But growing, like, ear hair. And I just started to think. I'm like, I will never be beautiful. Even if I lost all the weight, I would still have this big disproportioned head that would still be – it would too big for the body.
It's funny that you say that because I was actually having a talk about that with my friends on Friday.
About your big head?
No, about yours. Oh. I was just like, Cody's coming back, and man, that guy's just ugly.
That guy
no,
has such a big head.
It was about me, yeah, and I felt the same way. I was like, because I don't know if you could tell, but over the last 2 years, been in the gym a little bit, not to brag.
Oh, have you?
A little bit.
Yeah, you look stacked. You look really built. You look like I wasn't sure who you were at first. I thought, does this guy play for the Vols? I thought you were a lineman for the
but
team.
But as I have gotten more confidence and lost some weight, I have noticed that my face has gotten much uglier. And like I have, every time I try to take a picture now, I'm like, this. My eyes are starting to suck back in my head. They're like, they're black underneath. They're dark. Maybe I'm not getting enough sleep. The melatonin's slowly killing me. I don't know. But I was like, I felt better whenever I was like 25 pounds heavier.
Yeah, and like I think we both have big heads.
Yeah, we do.
So it's like a
we couldn't be skinny.
No, even if we couldn't be skinny. Even if you were skinny, you couldn't really be skinny. I think that's a negative.
You don't want to look like that Drake guy, Drake and Josh, or is it Josh? Is Josh right?
Josh is the fat one, right?
Well, he got really skinny, but then to me, his
he
head
still has a big head.
His
yeah.
head is way too big fit. For a skinny body. Like I saw him on the new Hillary Duff show, the How I Met Your Father, because I was watching for Hillary Duff. Love Hillary Duff.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was like,
Lizzie
this,
McGuire.
This guy's a love interest with this big ass head
oh,
of his.
No.
Like he should have kept some weight on.
Should
have
kept
some weight.
Yeah, yeah. Anybody who's big and then loses too much weight. There's also only a certain amount you can lose without looking freakish. Like,
yep.
if I got down to, like, your size.
Your head would look so big.
Well, no, if I was your size, people would be like, oh, he looks pretty good, you know? But then if I got skinny, like, if I got to Cam size, could you imagine that? It'd be like, there's something wrong with him. Like, he's got a problem, and we don't know what it is.
They'd start calling you BMO Lottie. Got more head than he got body. That's what they'd be calling you.
Yeah.
Genetics, bro.
Yeah.
We're dealt certain cards. We just gotta make it work.
There's something to that, I think.
Shocking news coming out of the college football world. Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia, and Clemson. There's your top four in the preseason.
Oh, whoa.
Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. The purpose for preseason polls, I get it. It gives us something to talk about. It gives TVs something to sell with their top 25 matchups and sorts, but I hate them. I hate that they then reward teams for beating teams that aren't good enough. Like, you know, like when Notre Dame lost to Texas and they're like, hey, Texas is back. And next thing you knew, Notre Dame was a top 10 team. Notre Dame was top 10. Texas beat them. Then Texas was top 10. And then both teams won like five or six games that year at most. I hate that when it happens. But I would have liked to have seen Tennessee in the top 25, but they're not there. They're number 26.
I feel like one of these days Texas is going to be like the boy who cried wolf, where they're going to actually be really good and nobody's going to give them credit because everybody's so scared of not saying they're good saying they are good.
They got a number one vote in the coaches' poll, so somebody was believing in them this year, and then they had like a weekend from hell where they lost two starters to injury and just got ravaged in their first scrimmage. So like Isaiah Nyor, the transfer from was Wyoming, right? That was flirting with Tennessee. He goes down. You know, he was one of the better receivers in the country last year. He was probably going to be a big part of Texas's offense, their success, if they were going to be any good this year. And then he went down. But yeah, no, you are right. But is Texas more the boy who cried wolf from Notre Dame? Because I feel like it's more so Notre Dame.
Honestly, it's probably everybody to an extent that's not in the top three. Like, I don't know how you – I don't know exactly how you're supposed to be good now as a team. And what I mean is, like, Georgia and Alabama and Ohio State are so far ahead of everybody that I just don't know, like, what is good. It's 10-2, 11-2. Like, when you look at our schedule, like, it's two built-in losses. And I know not everybody has to play Alabama and Georgia every year, but actually nobody does besides us, which is
and Auburn
kind of inconvenient. Oh yeah, Auburn. Yeah. Okay. So, but like
it's very inconvenient. By the way,
and Texas, I mean they've been behind in their in the Big 12 for something. Like Oklahoma's been the power, so that's almost kind of a built-in loss for them, and also like Kansas, they're going to lose to, you know, Baylor and Kansas State. So, like, they're 8-4. Like, I don't know what good is anymore, I guess, is my point. I don't know if I really made a point there, but I haven't talked about sports in a while, so.
Well, you made one point, and I thought it was going to be a good point, and then you kind of detoured, and the point wasn't bad because I do kind of agree with your overall sentiment of, like, what's the difference between 9-3 and 8-4 in the grand scheme of things? I think it's kind of what you're going for.
Or 10-2,
like,
really.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you can get, like, a New Year's Six Bowl.
But I thought you were going to go with, like, talking about how we are always so late to acknowledge when teams are good. Because, like, I mean, Georgia was kind of the last instance of teams that had to do it. Like, you get to the final stage, you're like, yeah, but are you actually going to be able to beat Alabama? Are you actually going to be able to win a championship? Are you actually going to be able to do this? If not, we're going to call you choke artists. Like, we're going to talk about how Kirby's a loser. And Notre Dame has been really good for the last, like, decade.
Yeah.
But then they get to like the playoff and then they get beat up. So like, ah, Notre Dame sucks. Meanwhile, they're like rolling off 10-2s, like basically every year 11-1s. But no, we watched Miami beat their ass that one year and then like Alabama and kicks their ass and Georgia kicks their ass. So are they actually that good?
You thought I was going to go into a nuanced take.
Yeah, about I did.
How,
I did.
How we're too late to the party sometimes.
Well, man, tell me, I think that's how it is in every sport. Like, I think it's like we criticize, and then you win, then you're the GOAT. Like, we did it in the NBA with Giannis. Like, hey, Giannis, you can't win in the playoffs. Hey, Giannis, you can't lead a team. I mean, he was an inch away from getting knocked out by Brooklyn in that game 7, and then he, you know, puts on maybe the greatest 4-game stretch of like the modern era of the NBA to beat the Suns. And then he becomes like, oh, yeah, best player in the NBA for sure. Best player in the NBA.
Well, a lot of sports takes are really reactionary.
All of them are.
I think it's because there's so many shows like this, like, all around the country where, like, everybody's trying to stand out with some take. And so it's you just have to be so extreme on whatever you're going to say.
I think it's more so – I do think there is some of that, like, the hot-taking stuff. But I think more so, like, it's reactionary because – you kind of feel stupid if you're out there being like, no, no, like, trust me, I know you haven't seen it yet, but these guys are going to win, and then they don't win. And then you're like, well, man, why did I think they could win? Like, this is kind of a similar thing. Like, I always think about Clemson, right? Yeah. Clemson's building a power, and, like, they got Deshaun Watson, and you're like, okay, this team is different. But meanwhile, they had to answer Clemsoning. You know, think about, you know, what happened Clemsoning. You know, that was a phrase that everyone kept throwing around as they're, you know, coming up from – basically unranked in the preseason to being a playoff team, you know, in Deshaun Watson's year.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Like those things get thrown around as like you say so strong, like you believe a certain thing for so long. Like, oh, Tennessee can't beat Georgia. They can't beat Georgia. They won't beat Georgia. They never do. But then, you know, an individual game happens where really anything can happen sometimes.
Sure.
I mean, you got to be close to the level of talent.
Right.
But if you're close, things can happen.
I think of it more as like the season-long narratives or even like the ones that go for longer than a season, 3 or 4 years. We like to, you know, kind of try to make people win on our time, and if they don't, we call them losers.
Yeah, we set the timeline.
Right, we set the timeline. And then like if, okay, like, hey, this guy's a loser, can't win, Giannis, can't do it. And then like he, you know, he breaks through and wins, and now we're kind of shifting our focus. Okay, Kevin Durant, can you lead a team? Like, went from, like, Patrick Mahomes, like, yeah, you can't beat Tom Brady, and then Patrick Mahomes won a Super Bowl. And I was like, okay, Josh Allen, it's your time because it shows that you can do it, or else you're a fraud. Like, you got to break through this year. Like, if Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills don't make the Super Bowl this year, there's going to be talk about them being frauds because everyone has them pegged as the best team in the AFC. And, like, Josh Allen has to take that next step and get them to a Super Bowl, at least get them to a conference championship game and have a chance to win that one because, you know, the one time they were in the AFC championship, they got kind of dominated by the Chiefs. So, like, he's up next when it comes to the NFL, when it comes to, you know, who's under the microscope, who has to answer. Either he's going to, you know, break through and be that guy this year, or he's going to be a bum that we talk about, you know, being a little overrated. That's what's coming. And, you know, I think, like I said at the beginning of this segment, like, Notre Dame feels similar to me. Like, we're going to talk about Notre Dame in the next couple of years. And even if they're changing right in front of our eyes, which I don't know if you've been keeping up with college football recruiting, Cody, but, like, Marcus Freeman's been putting some real work in there. Like, they're recruiting at a much higher level with him than they were with Brian Kelly. So, like, it does look like a change is probably going to come at Notre Dame in a couple of years where they actually are legitimately as good as these other top teams because the recruiting is going to be there. But we're going to have to wait till they show us before we take them seriously as a legitimate program or legitimately elite, if you will.
So I'm guessing Marcus Freeman is the coach there now.
Yeah, Marcus okay. Marcus Freeman.
Correct.
I knew Brian Kelly went to LSU.
Okay. Yeah. And then they just promoted the defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
That was only there, I guess, for what, a year?
Yeah, I saw Cincinnati. That. He had some video or something. I saw that. Wasn't there like a controversy with him or something?
They
like
were.
He was hitting his players or something?
I don't think
is that reckless?
Yeah, that I don't think that was him. There was a controversy that like he might not get hired after Brian Kelly left just because he'd only been there for 1 year and like was coming from Cincinnati and you know maybe hadn't necessarily quote unquote earned it. But there was a video that came out where like they're like talking with the team is like we're getting ready to announce your new coach and then he comes out of the locker room or whatever and they all go crazy because like yeah it's coach
that's the video I saw
that seems a lot different than hitting his players like I guess they maybe pushed each other a little bit but no violence
it was
players.
Aggressive
it was aggressive
it was definitely aggressive Notre Dame like they will it really get any different, though? Because they've played for two national championships, like, in the last 10 years, right?
So, only one, right?
Well, they played Alabama in 2012.
They made the playoff once, too.
They played Alabama in 2012.
That was the only national championship they played for, right?
Did they not make it to another?
They made it to another playoff and lost.
Have they been to multiple playoffs?
Like, well, that was the win against Alabama was not playoff. That one was BCS.
That was, yeah, that was before the playoff.
Right.
But
and they got dog walked by Alabama.
Since the playoff era, did they not make one national championship game?
I don't think so.
Maybe not.
Okay. I don't think they've won an actual playoff game.
Either way, they've been to the level, though, of like the top four. I know they've been in the top four.
Right. No, they have.
Twice. Right?
Let me verify, because I want to say they had made it, I know, once, maybe twice.
I want to say they've made the playoff twice. I could be wrong, but right, I so think they've gotten blown out both times.
Yeah, they've been there twice.
They got beat the first time. Who
Clemson beat them.
Clemson beat the hell out of them the first time. Then Alabama beat them 31-14.
Yeah.
Not this last year. Not this last year, but the year before.
Memory's coming back.
It's impressive for a COVID year.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, like they didn't necessarily get embarrassed by Alabama that year. They covered the spread, but the spread the spread was like 20. They lost by 17. So like they didn't get embarrassed.
That's where those takes come back, though, because it's like, you know. Like, you're talking about how good they're recruiting, and even if they are recruiting at the top level, you just know, I think you're conditioned to believe that they're not going to win a national championship.
Well, that's
it's
the whole
like
point.
They might get there.
Yeah, well, that's my whole point.
Yeah, and then they're going to lose, obviously, if they play Georgia or Alabama or Ohio State, for that matter. They're going to lose.
Right now, for this recruiting class that, you know, is starting to fill up just because I think, especially now in the NIL days, like it behooves the players to be in a secure class earlier than ever before, just because signing day is in December, which obviously is a change that has only been going on for, you know, 4 or 5 years at this point. But also, if you get in this class, you can start lining up deals, start looking at making money. If you're in certain states in high school, you can even make money. So, you know, the recruiting classes are getting full a lot sooner now. But you look at Notre Dame, they got 23 commits, Cody. 1 5-star and 19 4-stars. Like, that's a class that you could put together that, you know, is elite.
That sounds like a class that will lose to Alabama and Georgia. Like the
maybe at the end of the day,
19 4-stars will get you to the playoff. You do four classes with 19 4-stars, they'll get you there. And then there's going to be like 10 to 12 really elite interior defensive linemen on the other team.
Yeah, maybe.
And they're going to beat you.
Maybe that's it. Alabama has 20 commits, has 12 4-stars and 4 5-stars. So.
Yeah, those 4 5-stars add up.
Difference makers, like,
yeah. Yeah. You put 3 classes together and you got 4 5-stars in each class. That's 12 what you call blue chips,
yeah,
I believe.
So none of the 4-stars are considered blue chips in your opinion? Because I usually give the nod to the top 100 guys as blue chips.
I mean, I just think with the 4-stars, there's a reason they don't have a 5th star.
Okay.
They're very good players. Like, yeah, you can build a solid roster. Like, that's mostly what our roster is, right? Like, Tennessee, it's mostly 4-stars.
I would kind of disagree on that. But I'd say ours are probably more built up of, like, the mid-tier 4-stars and 3-stars is what I would consider most of the roster
Maybe
somebody
as. Needs to look at this star system.
No, there might be a story there, but.
I mean, if a 4-star can be player number 41 and player number 241.
That does seem, well, people talk about which camps you pay for and go to and all that. Like,
there's probably something to that, too.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, maybe you're right, though. Maybe it's just like Notre Dame's just going to be that next program there that's just like over. Maybe it's Texas A&M. Maybe Texas A&M is the better example than Notre Dame. Of like something that maybe
they're never gonna get over the they're never gonna get over the
8-4 program, right?
But that's that take you're talking about.
Yeah,
See, that's why I think most sports radio is choogy because it's choogy.
Choogy.
Yeah.
What the hell does choogy mean?
This guy wouldn't know what choogy means.
How do you spell choogy?
C H E U G Y.
C H E U G Y.
Yeah. The fact that you don't know what it means is indicative of your generation.
I mean, it's funny that you say that because, like, when I Google choogy meaning, it does say, what is choogy? You know it when you see it. Like, it doesn't have an explanation. It's just like, it's pornography. You just know it when you see it.
It's us is what it is. It's our generation. It's like millennial generation, and the kids make fun of us.
Essentially.
It's basically what Charlie does of having the, like, small teams.
Yeah, but Charlie's not cool.
He is very choogy. Choogy Charlie. The opposite of trendy.
He's not choogy because he's from that gen. Like, the reason
he's
I know
sports Chugy.
I went to on vacation with these women, and they're like all teachers. And
okay.
So they were talking about how their students talk about the word,
learned the word. How did you end up on vacation with a bunch of teachers?
A lot of things happened the last 2 years.
Okay.
A lot of things happened.
All right. Fair enough.
We'll get into all that later, I'm sure.
Okay.
Down the road at some point. But
fair enough.
But they said that, like, that's a word that the kids use now is Chugy. And basically, they're making fun of us. Like if you like Limp Bizkit or whatever, what is it you listen to? Like music? I know you like.
I mean, I do like Limp Bizkit.
Well, you like probably yeah, right? And like
I do.
Yeah,
that's not Chugy.
Corn.
Wait, like it? It's very strange that you bring that up because I did watch the Woodstock documentary.
Yeah,
have you watched that
watched
one on Netflix?
Too.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why they were on my mind. I think.
I don't think that's Chugy. That was just popular back then.
Well,
let me trying
that
too
was
hard.
The 90s, so that's not really your generation. Like, who was our generation? Like Nelly.
I don't think. I think you're losing the plot here a little bit. I would say
that happens.
I would say like it would be like trying to like a independent artist. So like you could be like, oh well, you know, like.
Well, that's just like a hipster.
Was that not what Chugy is?
No,
is that not what you're saying?
No, Chugy is uncool millennial, I think. Is
oh,
what it means.
Okay. So I was looking at it as a tryhard. It's not a tryhard, so it's not a hipster. It's the opposite of a hipster.
A hipster is like, that's like.
It's essentially the opposite of a hipster.
You go to like East Nashville and that, like,
yeah,
you go get
that's
coffee
hipster,
and the guy's
right.
wearing like overalls.
Not
and he's
Chugy,
got
though.
Those frame glasses and he's got like a mustache that curls out, ironically.
Sure.
And he's like, can I get you some soy milk with that?
But that's not Chugy. That's
that's
hipster.
Not Chugy. That's hipster.
So Chugy is basically just being basic.
I think it's just being a millennial and like having like a take that's like we're old.
Is it the
now.
Equivalent of okay we're, boomer? Is
kinda.
Okay.
Kinda. I think it is, except okay. It's for the generation right above the whatever they call them, Gen Zers,
mm-hmm.
Gen Z. Yeah.
Yeah.
The fact that we're right above them and they're like, "Oh yeah, my older sister, she you know,
she's
she
chewy.
Listens to Lil Wayne." She thinks, yeah.
Okay.
Or like whatever. It's not all music based, but
I would have liked to have been on the stage when Fred Durst was crowd surfing, though, on that piece of plywood.
That's a Chugy thing to say. The fact that I love like the Stones, very Chugy.
Okay.
Very outdated.
Marilyn Monroe quotes.
Yeah.
Very Chugy. Fair.
Well, that's almost like okay, boomer though. That's a boomer.
Well, if you're like that age though, and still grab onto
that would
it,
be I think that would fit.
Yeah.
The definition.
If you're if you got your Breakfast at Tiffany's and Pretty in Pink posters, look, is that Chugy?
Probably.
Okay. I don't know if we actually know what the hell this is.
I don't really know what's not Chugy, to be honest.
Yeah. Sounds like liking popular things. Like, I mean,
I think
just,
we would just have to be younger.
Yeah. Like, sounds like we really got screwed here with our age.
Yeah. It's almost like this happens every like 10 to 15 years with every generation.
So, okay. So what I'm going to go with is that if I was still out here, let's say I'm a woman, or I guess I could be a man still doing this, but still, like, let's say I brought back like Birkenstocks. So I was still wearing Birkenstocks, like the slides, the clogs. You know what I'm talking about? Those really gross ones that kept all the sweat in.
Yeah.
Would that be
like from the early 2000s?
Right. Like if I was still wearing
like
those,
like Sheryl Crow kind of shit.
Right. Or if I'm out here like still wearing Abercrombie and Fitch, like I don't.
Oh yeah.
I don't. Let's
Abercrombie
move.
And Fitch. Well, that's like let's something that, Fitch, yeah. that's out by the time
you're
out of high school.
Well, but okay, I'm on Urban Dictionary.
Uh huh.
It says
which.
I'm being careful with what I'm searching for.
It says Chugy.
It says stop. Yeah.
It's
Chugy Urban Dictionary. Oh, okay. Damn.
Yeah, I think that was created by millennials.
That's ironic.
It's kind of, yeah.
Stylish in middle school and high school, but no longer in style.
Yeah, like if you were wearing Aeropostale at this
age. Well, that's what I was saying. Like Abercrombie and Fitch or like Birkenstocks.
But
like,
you would know better than that. Like, no
well,
one's
I know.
That uncool.
Use when someone still follows these out-of-date trends. This may include but not be limited to fashion habits on social media, use of slang, etc. So if I was saying something was lit, that'd be Chugy.
Lit?
Yeah, because lit's gone.
That's probably
lit's gone.
Is that outdated?
I feel like that's outdated. If I'm still like making all my references like super bad, it's probably Chugy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I think it's too
old of a movie.
Right. I think I get it now.
Yeah. Almost everything's outdated on Twitter, though.
Yeah. I can't keep up with these damn trends.
Yeah.
Let's go to break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Cole says that live, laugh, love is peak Chugy. Okay. that was kind of what I was going for with the Marilyn Monroe stuff, but the live, laugh, love phrase kind of sums it up better. So good job by you, Cole. That makes sense. I think I got a good grip on it now. Got a little bit of breaking news in the LSU program, of course, on Tennessee's schedule this year. Quarterback competition seems to be winding down a little bit. Miles Brennan loses the job, quits the team. I kind of respect it. Like, I'm not backing up.
I'm not playing. Yeah.
Enough of that.
Yep. Back it. Yep.
I gave it my shot.
Didn't work out. I'm out of here. Report says that he is walking away from football altogether. He was informed he will not be the starting quarterback, so he said, I'm out of here.
And he's LSU?
Yeah.
I feel like he's been there for a long time, hasn't he? Miles
Brennan?
At least
a couple years.
Around,
yeah,
I mean,
that name seems so old to me.
Was he not like a pretty – I mean, it says he's 23, so yeah, I guess he is.
5 years at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he was like, "This is I deserve this." And then,
I mean, he was a 4-star. I mean, because maybe you heard about him in recruiting too. Because I mean, he was a top 150 guy. So like,
that was about the time that I was still writing like my football articles.
He committed on April of 2016.
Yeah,
so
that's probably
holy cow.
That's probably why the name seems so old, because I was writing about him back.
He is old though. I did not realize he was that old. I mean, I'm with you. I recognize the name and everything, but 23. I did not realize he was that old. So does that mean?
So he's retiring.
Yeah, he is ready to go get a CDL and hit the roads and become a family man, which I guess is kind of oxymoronic, because hitting the road as a truck driver would be kind of tough to start a family. But
you can't really be a family
man
as a truck driver, no.
You can't be both. I've heard too many songs about it. Can't be both.
Yeah.
So who does that leave, Cam, for that job?
They have Jaden Daniels, the transfer from Arizona State.
Max Johnson was another guy, but he's the one that he transferred, right? Or is he still there? Didn't he transfer?
There was a third guy.
Yeah, okay.
Blank on the name right now.
LSU quarterback battle. Because, like, whenever Jaden McDaniels transferred there, like, that's a name you knew, obviously, but, like.
Yeah, he was a couple-year starter at Arizona State. He had some, like, Heisman hype one year coming in.
Well, I mean, he had a lot of big plays, but he wasn't very good.
Yeah.
But he's explosive. Like, I mean, he's.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
he's a dual threat guy, so he's.
I hate to say it, but sometimes stereotypes are true. Like when the running quarterback isn't very accurate, like that's kind of what he's summed up as, right? Like
pretty
he can beat you with his legs, but can't really pass.
Take it easy.
I didn't say black quarterbacks, Cody. I said running quarterbacks.
I think that's called a dog whistle.
Was that a euphemism? Yeah.
I know a girl online who got canceled for. She's like a sports writer.
Sure.
Female sports writer. Talk about oxymorons. But she got canceled for something similar to that, talking about, like, running quarterbacks. And she had this take that was very, like, racist.
Well, now that you've called it out, like, I feel like we covered our bases.
Yeah.
You stood up to it and said it's not.
Somebody had to.
It's true. A woke McClure's back. Yeah. Some things never change. So like we got what? Jaden Daniels. I think I called him McDaniels. Jaden Daniels. There's apparently a guy, Garrett Neusmeyer as well, who's a redshirt freshman that had some play last year, but that doesn't seem like a very deep room.
I don't think that was the guy,
It doesn't seem like a very deep room. I'm reading right now, LSU Tigers wire. That's the only names they're mentioning. Because I'm pretty sure Max Johnson, didn't he end up at like A&M or somewhere?
Yeah, I think he did go to A&M.
So I guess it's going to be Jaden Daniels, which, if that's the case, not to compare him to Everett Golson, but like I've seen what happened, you know, when Brian Kelly had. seen what happened. Brian Kelly kind of had a similar quarterback. Again, not to do that, but you know, I think that's a. I don't want to call it a good or bad sign for Tennessee in that game because it's kind of expected. Even if it was Miles Brennan,
mm-hmm.
I don't think anyone's like scared of him. Obviously, like he's not very good. Jaden Daniels isn't very good.
So was he just going to be the third string guy, man? Because they're just like, hey, we're already going to tell you, but you're not it. But still two-man race.
That would be tough to be at a school committed for that long, and then you're still just – you're just not good enough.
You stay through a coaching change as well.
Yeah. He's probably – a guy like that's probably already got his degree, or you know, and he's just going to try to – career-wise, he's going to try to do something now. Like, he's had enough football, enough standing on the sidelines.
Probably. Well, yeah, I mean, like, he doesn't even really have the name value to go get, like, an assistant coach or, like, you know, grad coaching.
He probably doesn't
coaching.
Have any NIL. Or
well, he definitely doesn't have any NIL, I wouldn't think. But I just mean, like, even enough pull to, like, get into coaching, you know, whenever, if that's something he'd want to do. So, yeah, he's probably just going to have to go and hope that he's got wealthy parents or an uncle or something that is a CEO somewhere that can get him a job. With a name like Miles Brennan, you would think that he's going to be okay.
He'll be fine in life.
He's probably got it figured out. Some guys just like playing ball, though, you know? You never know. He could end up at one of these smaller schools.
Well, I mean, again, the report from this guy, I mean, I don't know who this is, Christian Garrett, he works down in New Orleans and
some nerd, I'm sure.
Yeah, some beat writer or some media guy down in LSU says he's walking away from football altogether. So like, I don't think he's going to play anywhere else. Hmm. Tennessee goes to Baton Rouge. Second weekend of October. Is that a win or a loss on Cody's projections?
Oh, I don't know. That's what a strong take. I haven't really given it much thought. It could go either way, John. We could win, we could lose.
9.99. Hour one in the books. We'll kick off hour two of headlines. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.